Don't spend another winter with your home colder than it should be. Hi, I'm Roy Spencer with PermaSeal. We measure the amount of heat loss and recommend solutions to keep it comfortable. Call PermaSeal for your free estimate, 800-421-SEAL, or visit permaseal.net.
Chicago Blackhawks make their first visit to the desert Southwest this season to begin their last road trip of calendar year 2015. What they'll encounter tonight is a surprisingly competitive, youth-laden, and well-coached Arizona Coyotes team who currently own a playoff spot, and they intend to keep it. Vermette sends it all the way down. Hossa grabs the puck behind the Hawk net. He'll carry out to center ice in the right wing. Stops in front of the benches. Hits Kane on the fly over the Coyote line. Left wing. Drop pass to Keith. A drive. He scores! Duncan Keith with a blast from the left circle. Beats Lean back cleanly. It's a power play goal. And the Hawks lead here in the desert 1-0. Over to Kane. Top of the right wing circle. He fed it in front. Off the stick of Keith and over the net off the glass. Panarin in the left wing corner. Got it back to Anisimov behind the net. Put it around to the right wing board to Kane to Seabrook straight away with a drive. He scores! Another power play goal! And the Hawks lead the Coyotes 2-0. Boy, Seabrook got every bit of that one. And the Hawk fans here at the Gila River Arena erupt. 5 seconds left on the Arizona power play. They're in their last rush. Ekman-Larsson moves it to Doan. Steps over the Hawk line, right point. Floats it in on goal. He scores! That bounced in front of Corey Crawford. And it looked like Corey was expecting the puck to ride along the ice. It took a hop and ends up in behind Crawford. And the Coyotes get their first goal of the game. Their captain, Shane Doan, is now 2 behind Dale Hawerchuk for the all-time lead in Coyotes franchise history. Loose puck in behind the Hawk net. Goffin took it there. Moves it now to Cunningham. He moves around to the left wing corner and cycles it back in behind the Hawk net. Here's a shot now by McCulloch. Great circle. He scores. Well, it was good puck movement by the Coyotes. And McCulloch was set up in the right wing circle with a perfect feed. And he put it in behind Corey Crawford. And the Coyotes have now fought back to tie the 2. Hawks third Citgo Petroleum power play. Keith in the right circle. Set up the blue line to Seabrook to Panarin. Top of the left circle. Shoot, he scores! Artemi Panarin, the leading rookie scorer, fires home his first career power play goal, and the Hawks lead 3-2. Keith will move it around to Deno, Hawk line right wing, to Teemu Teravainen, and then over the Coyote line to Andrew Desjardins. He shoots, he scores! Andrew Desjardins! Let it rip from out near the right point. This just fooled Louis Domingue, and it's now 4-2 Hawks. Now Shaw took it away in front of the net. Puck knocked out to the line. Gustafson fed the left circle. Shaw put it across. Right circle. Kane shoots. He scores! Oh, that goal was pretty as a picture. Shaw in the left wing circle found Kane all alone in the right circle, and he snapped it past Domingue, who was still covering the far post. And now it's 5-2 Hawks. And the Hawks fans here just loved every minute of that one. Antoine Vermette moves it across for Grossman. From the left wing boards, Coyote zone, chip to the center ice. Rosewall sends it ahead to Desjardins, to Teravainen over the Coyote line, to Desjardins, he shoots, he scores! Andrew Desjardins, with his first 2-goal game as a Blackhawk, fired a shot from near the inside of the left circle. It looked like Domingue made the save, but it hit his teammate Grossman and toppled back into the Coyote net, and it's now 6-2 in favor of the Hawks. The high slot, Ekman-Larsson to Reeder, top of the right circle. Back to Ekman-Larsson, high slot again. Moves it top of the left circle, Doan shoots, he scores! Shane Doan, that's his second goal of the night, that's his 10th on the season. Makes it 6-3 in favor of the Hawks, and now Shane Doan is 1 goal behind Dale Hawerchuk for the franchise all-time lead for goals as a Coyote. Murphy closing in, top of the right circle, shoots, he scores! Bickell had just jumped out of the penalty box, and the Coyotes get their 4th goal on the night and trail by a pair with quite a bit of time left on the clock. Hjalmarsson got it. Hit by Doan as he spins it behind the net. Keith will take the puck, drives it around up the left wing side. At center ice, Taves has the puck, fires it toward the empty net, he scores! A shorthanded empty net goal for Jonathan Taves. The Hawks, with their highest goal output of the season, now lead the Coyotes 7-4 with 1:39 left in the third period. Reeder, bottom of the right circle, to Bodker, top of the right circle, over to Doan, shoots, he scores! And it's a hat trick for Shane Doan, It's a power play goal, and Shane Doan has now tied Dale Hawerchuk for the all-time lead in Arizona Coyotes history for goals. Bodker picks it off, fires it down ice. The Coyotes are going to run out of time. The Hawks win in the desert. 12 goals scored in this game. The Hawks are on the upside of the higher number. They win the game tonight 7-5. And at times this game was a bit of a gong show.